USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra has been asked by Arizona's Attorney General to tour the border. Mark Brnovich said the conditions constitute a clear threat to the health of Americans and illegal immigrants. House Republican Burgess Owens says he's concerned about the record-breaking number of children being housed in cramped conditions.
19,000 unaccompanied children are being held in those pods down south. In another 2 weeks, there's going to be a higher number, but with a different group of 19,000.
Emergency surgery for Congressman Dan Crenshaw. The Texas Republican says he noticed blurry spots and said the retina of his left eye was detaching. He had surgery in Houston on Friday and says he's now essentially blind for about a month. As a Navy SEAL, he lost his other eye in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Some comments from the past are coming back to haunt President Biden. USA's Mike Fortier explains.
President Biden announcing Friday plans to form a committee to study Supreme Court reforms, including court packing. But in 1983, then-Senator Biden strongly criticized court packing.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court. But it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make.
Biden's criticism of court packing was also evident in 2005.
He wanted to increase the number of justices to 15, allowing himself to nominate those additional judges. Took the active courage on the part of his own party institutionally to stand up against this power grab.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the number of justices is just one aspect of reform the commission will look at. The Constitution doesn't say how many judges the court should have, but there have been 9 since 1869. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
10 House Democrats have signed on to the NAACP lawsuit accusing former President Trump of inciting the Capitol riot on January 6. Congresswoman Barbara Lee from California is one of the 10 House Democrats to join the lawsuit against Donald Trump and others. She was asked, if the suit is successful, will Trump be barred from running for office again?
Well, we have to see how this legal process moves forward. But just politically, I just have to say, let's hope that we do not allow this man to ever run for any public office again, because he truly is a national security threat, and he did conspire to help overthrow or try to help overthrow the United States government and to prevent the peaceful transfer of power.
Thousands of people have gathered outside Buckingham Palace to pay their respects to the late Prince Philip, despite the royal family's insistence to not do so due to the coronavirus pandemic.
I brought yellow roses for friendship because I think that's what he exhibited to everyone who came into his world. He's an admirable man.
I think he'll be remembered as a public servant, an inspiration, and, you know, I think of him and the Queen and a wonderful love story that they had for, you know, 73 years of marriage.
The Duke of Edinburgh died after spending weeks in London hospitals and undergoing an unspecified heart procedure on March 4th for a pre-existing condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.